From New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. No one captures people who go bump in the night like singer-songwriter Alex McMurray.
You know, the people that you meet at 4 in the morning maybe are a little larger than life, you know. The things that people say at 4 in the morning are a little larger than life. And so, you know, you hear a lot of wild tales, and of course people say, well, that should be a song, you know. And so it's like a challenge.
McMurray rises to the challenge this week with a playlist of original songs. He's even got a G-rated sea shanty. Alex McMurray is our man overboard after the break.
Why does Captain Sandy drool? He failed Mouseketeering school. Face down in the swimming pool is Captain Sandy.
Up on the roof, sing my song for all my neighbors who haven't met me yet. I got a feeling today, a feeling so strong. I love you.
McMurray is a balladeer whose imagination teems with characters and storylines that make you want to know what happens next. His songs feel both fanciful and real. They're about passing trains and unlucky sailors and soldiers who aren't sure of their sweethearts back home. They're about old boxers, decrepit dogs, and a creepy guy named Otis. Many of Alex McMurray's songs reference places around New Orleans, where he's lived for more than 20 years. But McMurray gets around, geographically and otherwise. He puts himself in the shoes of a world-weary courtesan in a song called It's Not the Years, It's the Miles.
I might look like the kind of girl who just fell off the turnip truck, but it's really not that way. There's piles of living that I've done.
And on his latest album, Alex McMurray harkens back to one of the best-known movie westerns of all time. He tells the story of the man who shot the man who shot Liberty Valance. And, spoiler alert, that puts John Wayne in the crosshairs.
I rode out west with a 00 crew. Style of the 002. I was tall in the saddle, sick in the soul. Teeth on a chain, sure as you roll. I buried the rest beside the Arkansas. I was the man who shot Liberty Valance.
Alex McMurray's album is called I Will Never Be Alone in This Land. He joins us here at Elephant Quilt Studios in New Orleans. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, I tell you, what kind of pond scum would shoot the man who shot Liberty Valance? I mean, in the movie, Lee Marvin plays Liberty Valance, and he's an SOB.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide. They'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good.
He's a bad guy. Well, you know, that song started with me way, way before I ever saw the movie. Somewhere on the periphery of my consciousness, there was this movie with the incredibly awkward title The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance,
yes.
Right? And I thought that's a stupid title for anything. And so, back in the 90s, I was like, man, I want to write a song that's even stupider than that called The Man Who Shot the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Why is it stupid?
Well, I mean, it's just so awkward. It's like a whole paragraph, you know.
Well, I suppose so, I guess. But don't you, I mean, it bespeaks action, which is what a Western should do, right?
Right.
And then the idea of shooting a person named Liberty,
right.
Okay, is, you know, that kind of draws you in because, you know what I mean, who wants to shoot freedom? You know, as our former president used to say, freedom isn't free.
Freedom is not free, man. It's, you know, I wasn't really involved with the plot of the actual movie. I just wanted to have a song with that title. You
sure.
Know? So for years, I was kind of, every once in a while, I'd knock around this idea of like, how do you fit that sentence into something musical? And for years, I struggled with this and it never really came to anything. And then one day I was sitting working on this song. I said, somehow it ended up being about a cross-dressing cowboy, you know? So I was like, it finally started to work.
Yes, I am. Clear across Wisconsin, backwards with my high heels on, son.
So your cowboy is a cross-dresser.
My cowboy is a cross-dresser. I
think. Which way is he dressing?
Well, in the second verse, he's got a crinoline cape.
Yes.
And some pantaloons, and he does a dance down at the saloon, you know, and uses all of his skills and all of his talents, and he's the man who shot the man who shot Liberty Valance.
About all the characters that are living in that head of yours. I mean, did you grow up with imaginary friends?
No. I didn't start to develop my imaginary friends until I was into my 30s, I think.
And how did they come to you? How did they first come to you?